the name of Jesus. I'm here today to share with you words of encouragement and helping you to be built up in the things of God. We are living in troublesome times, and many Christians are struggling and becoming discouraged with the events that are taking place all around them. But we need to know that even in these times, that God has given us a way whereby we can edify, encourage, build one another up so that we can remain strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We need to read the books of Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians that tell us who we are in Christ and all the wonderful things that God has done for us through Jesus Christ. And so, how do we build ourselves up? Well, we're told that we need to give thanks and praise to God for all things. And that is important that we do that. I was reminded, you look in the book of Acts chapter 16, after Paul and Silas had been beaten up, thrown into prison, they didn't sit there in prison moping and carrying on, but it says at midnight they were singing and praising God, and that they were cultivating a real positive attitude even in spite of their negative conditions. And God wants us to learn to do just that ourselves. That is why the prophetic ministry is so important. What do I mean by the prophetic ministry? I mean by listening to the Holy Spirit. And if you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 4, we're told there that if we speak in tongues, then we edify ourselves. We build ourselves up or get more established in the things of God. And all of these things mean that we get encouraged as a result. And so I want to encourage you all to speak in tongues, to pray positively, to sing praises, and to glorify the Lord. If we look in the book of Jude and verse 20, it says, "But you, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." That is good instructions for us. We have to build ourselves up. That's why God sent the Holy Spirit into our lives, so that we have that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelling within us. Now that's very positive, that He would dwell inside of us and so on. But He's also gives us instructions that we are to build ourselves up. It reminds me of the time in David's life, way back in 1 Samuel verse chapter 30, where he was going through a time of opposition. People turned against him because their wives and children had been stolen by the enemy. And David was all alone, as it were, because everybody was against him. And the scripture says in verse 6 of 1 Samuel 30, "But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." That's the King James. The New King James uses the word David and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And so, you know, these are given to us. Encouragement, edification, strengthening ourselves are all means that God has given to us so that we can build ourselves up above and beyond the natural prevailing circumstances that are all around us. And so God wants us to be people who walk and live in victory. Praise the Lord. If we go to Romans 14 and verse 19, we read these words. "Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify or build up another." Here we are told that we can use our speech to pursue the things of peace, and that we can build one another up through our words. And this is very important today, that Christians learn to speak edification to others, because people need to be edified, they need to be built up, they need to be encouraged in the things of the Lord. Praise the Lord. God wants us to be people who know that we have the answers, that we have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and that He has given us the keys, the instructions, the guidance to be able to live over and above all of the negative natural circumstances that come against us as we go through this life. And so I encourage you today. It says there in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Our words are very important. The Bible also tells us that by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. And so if we have a positive confession, we're going to edify other people. But if we have a negative confession, then we're just going to pull people down and down on our own negative level. And so it is very important that we are a people who know the instructions and the way of the Lord. Coming back to the prophetic ministry, the whole purpose of the exercising of the 9 spiritual gifts that you read about in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is for the edification, exhortation, and comfort for people. When we are ministering with the Holy Spirit, then we are building people up. We are encouraging them. We are establishing them more in the purposes of God. We are giving them answers from the heart of God by the Holy Spirit working in and through us. And I want to encourage you all today that you will be men and women, young people of the Holy Spirit, that you will have ears to hear what He's saying, and that you will speak out those words of encouragement, exhortation, and comfort, so that people will be built up and learn to rise above all the negative things that are happening in their lives today. And so we just give God thanks that He has given us the keys so that we can live over and beyond the way that the world is going, that we can live in the victory which Jesus purchased for us at the cross of Calvary through His death, burial, and resurrection. And because Jesus lives today, you and I can live today in Him and be used by Him to build up other people, to encourage them, and to inspire them to rise up more and more in the things of God. And so, God bless you. I leave this little message with you so that you can be encouraged, established more in the things of God, and edified to step out and to edify and comfort other people also. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.